When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Drama, of course, in the Trump trial as Judge Marchand comes after Donald Trump for allegedly violating a gag order. Lots of discussion about that. The trial continues with David Pecker, what a name, on the witness stand, who was in charge of the National Enquirer at the time. There is, I would encourage you guys, I shared it, we'll throw it up on Clay and Buck as well. Amazingly, the New York Times has published a savage takedown of the charges being brought against Trump by a Boston University professor. I'd encourage you guys to go read it. It's really, really well done. We may talk some about that. Alec Baldwin in the news yet again for being harassed, but you may listen to the audio and actually find yourselves unbelievably thinking that Alec Baldwin is not the bad guy, which is the way Buck and I both responded.
I just want to prepare everybody today. We have a number of instances where we're going to have to call out people that we usually are throwing haymakers at here on the show. We're going to be giving them a golf clap. I just want everyone to be prepared. There are a few instances of this.
Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the protests that are taking place on so many university campuses. I would say primarily in the Northeast, although it's also on the West Coast now. Leftist institutions overwhelmingly now having sit-in protests, tents out on quads, to attack Israel for the way that they are defending themselves in the wake of the October 7th terror attacks. And Columbia University, I can't believe this is real. Columbia University has ended all in-person classes for the remainder of the semester because they don't feel like it is safe, essentially, for students to be on campus, particularly students who might be Jewish. This has turned into a huge deal. NYU, I know they had a raid last night from the New York Police Department, but they also have faculty that are walking out and trying to create human shields for the pro-Palestine, however you want to classify it. I don't think they're necessarily pro-Hamas, although some of them do seem to be explicitly pro-Hamas. Basically, I think characterized as anti-Israel protest is a fair way to say this, that are springing up all over the country. And we have to give credit. I can't believe it, but on Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, who is right up there with The View in terms of regular propaganda idiocy that is being espoused, he had a really good question. I want to play that for you, and then I will play the response. But first, credit where credit is due, Joe Scarborough actually making sense.
One of my pet peeves seems to be one of your pet peeves, and that is, you know, 2 million people have been killed in the Sudan civil war. I haven't seen a protest at NYU for that. Assad killed 500 Arabs. I didn't see colleges burned down. 500,000 Arabs killed by Assad. Saddam Hussein killed over a million Muslims in wars. I gassed them. I didn't see protests there. And yet your school is shut down right now because Israel is responding to the worst attack against Jews worldwide since the Holocaust. Help us sort through that.
Great question, right? I mean, credit where credit is due.
He's entirely right. And Clay, you and I see this the same way. I want to get to that Galloway response,
yeah,
but just real quick. Who's a professor at NYU, actually a school that I almost went to, NYU Stern, the business school. You could do this in a whole range of ways. You look at the deaths in all those wars that he brought up. You look at the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. People are starving to death. It's been horrible, but it's Muslims killing Muslims.
Yes.
And this is a little bit like, and this is where you and I see it the same way, when we talk about police violence or gun violence in this country, it's only very specific gun violence or police involved violence that anyone seems to care about on the left. And as we've talked about, BLM pretends that it is cops killing black men across America without cause or justification because of systemic racism. And that is actually an incredibly rare, thankfully, incredibly rare event. But black people killing other black people on the streets of Chicago or New Orleans or Baltimore, other cities, is a far more common, but there's no movement. There's no marches in the streets. There's no anger,
yes,
about this. And you have to ask all these, they want to say they're anti-war, anti-Zionist, Clay. No, they're anti-Jewish. It's only when the Jewish people are fighting against Hamas that all of a sudden, or any terrorist entity, this really matters. But Galloway, he's right here. You want to call?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's anti-Jewish. I think it's what really also is coming out. Yes, there's partly anti-Jewish. It's that Jewish people are seen as white, and as similarly, BLM.
This is what
only
I said at the beginning
about,
when this whole, yeah, thing broke out, that this is a race conflict. That's how it's seen in America.
They only care, BLM does, when a white person is involved in taking a black life. Because remember, even when it's police involved, the situation, the murder of the guy who was beaten to death by a collection of black cops in Memphis, that story vanished. They put out video of it. I mean, the guy was pulled over. I can't even remember his name right now. He certainly didn't get any statues. There wasn't any riots to speak of. It totally vanished. Now, if five white officers had beaten this black kid to death, Memphis would have burned down. But because it wasn't even just a police thing, it's just what color are the police officers, which is crazy. But that's how this is connected. But the response to, I wish, he's never going to do it because that's going too far, but I wish that Joe Scarborough had made that connection and said, wait a minute, all these BLM protests are similarly motivated, not on actual violence, but by what the race is of the person that they believe is perpetrating the violence. Who is, in other words, the oppressor? Who is the colonizer? But here is Professor Galloway's response to that good question from Joe Scarborough.
I'll give you some more numbers. 2,200 American servicemen killed at Pearl Harbor. We go on to kill 3.5 million Japanese, including 100,000 in 1/9. 2,800 Americans in 9/11. We go on to kill 400,000 people in Afghanistan and Iraq. We weren't accused of genocide. If Mexico had elected a jihadist cartel to run their country and then they incurred into Texas and on a per capita basis killed 35,000 people of the population of the University of Texas and on the way back took the freshman class at SMU hostage and hid them under tunnels, what would we do? It'd be the Great Sonora radioactive parking lot. But Jews are not allowed and Israel is not allowed to prosecute a war. And they are prosecuting a war more humanely than we have done. The ratio of combatants to civilians, civilian death to combatant mortality, is lower than it was in Mosul, lower than it was in Japan, lower than it was in Germany. So there's just a different standard for Jews in Israel when it comes to prosecuting a war. They're allowed to fight back to a truce, but unlike America or any other Western nation that has attacked this viciously, they're not allowed to win a war. It's a double standard.
Overwhelmingly, I agree with that answer. I would just say not really fair to compare casualty statistics from the Second World War and today. Like, we have far better munitions, intelligence, etc. I mean, it used to be you wanted to bomb a part of a city, you kind of just drop the bombs out of the air. You had the Norden bomb site, but you drop them and you hope they hit. We have far better, and the Israelis do too, have far better intelligence now. But put that aside, you know, because he was saying Japan and Germany, that we prosecute the war, or rather the Israelis prosecute the war with greater efficiency. Well, yeah, it was a long time ago. That all said, his overall point is something we've said on the show.
Yeah.
Which is what, if I think you even said specific if Mexican drug cartels did this. And it's absolutely true. And I would have nothing but contempt for anyone, American or otherwise, if in that example of the, you know, the cartel, and they're narco terrorists are a real thing. In fact, if you go back before bin Laden, the world's most wanted man was Pablo Escobar, who blew planes out of the sky and did political assassinations and was involved in, you know, in acts of mass murder. Narco terrorists are a real thing. If a narco terrorist group operating out of Mexico that had been elected by the Mexican people, by the way, that had won an election in Mexico, had done what had just occurred in Israel to us, and we were talking about sending in, you know, our elite units to just, you know, mop the floor with them. Anybody who would say ceasefire, I would have nothing but contempt for. And so I offer the Israelis the exact same moral calculation, the exact same moral freedom to operate that I would give myself under those circumstances.
I think it's perfectly well said. I don't remember the last time that I heard a well-reasoned, rational argument on MSNBC. And I give credit to Scarborough and Galloway for having that conversation, because that is, I think, an elite, high-level discussion that is pretty analogous, that to me is almost impossible for someone to respond to who is protesting against Israel right now and be able. Now, you could, I guess, be someone who is, so you could be a Quaker and say that there is no right to violence anywhere. But then obviously Hamas interacting violently on October 7th is tough for that argument.
Yeah.
But short of that, I don't even understand what the response would be other than, but they're white. That's really basically what this boils down to.
You know, not to get too deep into this with pacifists and pacifism, but Quakers can only exist in societies where there are other people who are willing to take up arms in the defense of basic freedoms and rights, so that the Quakers can take the positions that they have. Just putting that up there. You're not going to find any Quakers in Saudi Arabia.
Building on that analogy, everybody who is attacking Western civilization only has the ability to attack Western civilization because they have the good fortune to live in a Western civilization to be able to attack it.
I also think that we may be, and it depends on how long this goes, right? If we look at BLM 2.0, really, it began with George Floyd, and it started getting really big in June of 2020. We're a little more earlier. We're a little earlier in the timeline here. It's obviously almost May. But I think the problem they're running with is this has become the issue of the activist left. And this is the mobilization in an election year for the, you know, emotionally deranged leftist activist, mentality and also infrastructure that they have at some level. Like a lot of tents showing up very quickly. I mean, I will say it does seem like
the exact same tents.
Yeah. It does seem like someone's doing something somewhere to help this stuff out, right? We can dive into that a little bit more. But the difference is Joe Biden is in charge. So you're mobilizing at a time when your guy, effectively, as a leftist, is calling the shots. And also, I think that there's a particularly powerful downside to this. Basically, what I'm saying is to mobilize around the cops are racist and America is racist, that works for Democrats in a way that having the left decide to just unleash all their anti-Semitism at once, I think is politically, not only is it wrong morally, I think it's a blunder too. And I think that there are some Democrats who are realizing this. They do not want this to continue through the summer. I do not think this is going to help their electoral prospects.
Not only that, I mean, it directly attacks the Identity Politics Coalition, because BLM brought together all the Arab protesters, in theory, all the Jewish protesters who are on the left. This is tearing it apart, which is why I sent you a message. I saw it was being shared. MSNBC, at least this morning, was not covering at all any of the campus protests that are going on. They are maniacally focused on the Trump trial. So if you only paid attention to the MSNBC website, to be fair, that clip that we just played you is from Morning Joe. So they were talking about it there. But if you're just someone who's going on to the MSNBC website, like what's the news of the day? all you would get is Trump. Is Rachel Maddow on Monday? I think she had a panel discussion. It was all Trump. I don't know that you would be very aware of this if you are a typical leftist person who is consuming news.
Well, I mean, the New York Times, it's front page New York Times. It's front page Washington Post, isn't it? I mean, MSNBC, I was going to say, is MSNBC even more to the left of those publications? I'm not sure that's really
I think
accurate.
That the challenge they've got is Trump is their great Satan, and they don't want to detract at all from the fact that the Trump trial is going on, because it is probably, frankly, better ratings, because there's a bad guy there that they've been wanting to get for a long time. I give credit again to Scarborough and Galloway for having this discussion. It would be a fun and interesting analysis of media. What percentage, let's compare Fox News coverage of the trial, which I'm sure they're covering it a lot, with how MSNBC and CNN are covering it, because I do think that's intriguing. These days, $20 bill doesn't go far, but it will buy you a full month cell phone service from Pure Talk. $20 a month gets you unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. We both rely on Pure Talk service, as do many of you. Average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts, no activation fees. When you switch to Pure Talk, you keep your phone number and your phone. Their U.S.-based customer service team makes it really easy. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values and who creates American jobs. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Make the switch today. That's #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The good news, America, I guess I should give you a sarcasm alert here, is that the commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, in this moment of tension with our campuses roiling, with arrests of dozens, perhaps hundreds of students being made, with Google employees being fired by the score, all because of Israel-Palestine stuff, with all that going on, we can turn to the stalwart leadership of Joe Biden and his incredible whataboutism and both sidesism. Here he is. Play it.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
I mean, Clay, I condemn the anti-Semitism, and I condemn those who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. What is it? I know he is. This is a perfect moment, though, Clay, for Biden, because he's trying inartfully and blatantly to just have it both ways. He's trying to have it both ways, which is the problem the Democrats have run into ever since October 7th.
This is his attempt to say there are really fine people on both sides. This is what he said there is basically what they tried to say Trump said after Charlottesville. Now, this is a big question. I got into this with Laura, my wife, yesterday, because I think this is this October 7th response and leading into the election in 24. The optimist in me, Buck, feels like this is the event that is starting to explode the identity politics coalition on the left that is untenable. It's only tenable when there is the great Satan, the old rich white billionaire Donald Trump, who they can all decide, everybody who's not a white man, and even some of the woke white men out there, that he is the great evil. But as soon as you make them have to decide on their oppression Olympics, on the pyramid of victimization, who is a bigger victim, the Jews or the Arabs? Who's a bigger victim, women or the trans men? As soon as they have to start making decisions between the two, it threatens the entire calculus of their unholy alliance. That's my positive take.
You are thinking about it as a rational person who follows logic.
Yes.
The whole system is based in irrationality and delusion, so it makes it far more durable because it's not based in any reality or consistency. I think we have to remember that, but we'll take a look at it. 800-282-2882 on those lines. Look, you got to have a safe at home, and Liberty Safe makes one that you are going to love. In fact, a lot of different kinds. That's the thing about it. Different sizes, different variations, colors, the best safe you can get. I've got one here at home. Carrie and I keep our valuables in it. We keep our passports in it. Liberty Safe is also giving away a Presidential 50 top-of-the-line gun safe. That's exciting. Worth almost $10,000. Enter online at libertysafe.com/radio. You know, this is just something you need to have in your home. Keep your valuables, your firearms in your Liberty Safe. You know that it'll be protected. You know that it'll be safe. Shop libertysafe.com/radio for a customized fortress strong Liberty Safe. Use coupon code radio for a 10% discount. That's libertysafe.com/radio. Use that promo code coupon radio for 10% off.
So, Buck, I just kind of laid out, I know sometimes I allow the nattering nabobs of negativity to take me over. Sometimes I'm a cynic and a little bit not optimistic. Generally, though, I tend to be an optimist. And when I look at all this chaos of all of the protests that are going on college campuses right now, anti-Israel protests, I think is probably the best way to kind of classify them. I actually see it as a positive in the context of what it could create. And before I like make that case a little bit more, I do want to reiterate, and I think we mentioned this yesterday, it's very telling, and maybe it will spread and it will become more commonplace. But do not mistake that there are almost no anti-Israel protests at any red state university right now. They aren't setting up in Texas, by and large. Now, maybe there will be some small ones before all is said and done. They aren't doing it in Tennessee. They aren't doing it in Florida, Georgia. Why is that? You hear all the time, oh, the Trump supporters, they're racist, they're anti-Semites. Buck, I don't know that I've ever told you this before, but I actually think most people who are raised in the church in the South, as I was, are actually very pro-Israel, because if you're an evangelical, I was raised in Southern Baptist Church, Jesus being Jewish, I was raised, Jewish people are the greatest people who have ever lived in the history of mankind because Jesus was Jewish. Now, I understand there are anti-Semites on the right. I'm not claiming that that doesn't exist, but I do think it's interesting that in all these red states, you're not seeing those campuses taken over. In even a place like Vanderbilt, where I'm an alum of the law school there, they actually went right in when the kids tried to protest. They kicked them out of the main part of Vanderbilt University, and they expelled several of the students that were engaged in alleged criminal behavior. So they've actually been very aggressive about shutting these things down. Now, maybe I'm not sitting here watching live feeds of campuses. Maybe some elite Vanderbilt, Duke, Rice, SMU, I'm not trying to leave Emory. Maybe some of those schools are going to have their own protests that are building up because a lot of the kids are from the East Coast. And a lot of the overlap, as you well know, college kids all talk. Maybe there's trends and everything else. But I do think, as a general rule, this is a Northeast and West Coast-led anti-Israel protest. I saw where they're setting up in Berkeley. They're setting up at UCLA, all these places. But I'm optimistic looking ahead years that you're seeing the fraying of the identity politics coalition. Right now, there are more black voters who are willing to vote Trump, it appears, than maybe before. Hispanic, Asian, and Jewish. I think this could be a moment where we look back, Buck, and this is ultimately the explosion of this crazy coalition of disparate identity politics-led individuals. You don't buy it. I can tell by your face.
Man, I wish... And I would say I hope that you're correct. I would put this into a Middle East framework for a moment. Sunni and Shia Muslims at different times are absolutely at different times throughout history have been fighting religious wars effectively. The most recent iteration, well, currently Iran versus the rest of the Middle East, Iran and its proxies versus the rest of the Middle East is the way this plays out. But it was even more specific and immediate in the context of the essentially low-grade civil war during the U.S. war in Iraq, the civil war that played out between Sunni and Shia in that country. I just bring it up, Clay, because one could look at that and say, oh, well, they're at each other's throats, and so we can always, yeah, but Iran will back Sunni Hamas in order to attack Israel. Like, the identity politics coalition is always built upon whatever the needs of the moment may be in order to achieve power for the various members, and old animosities or previous hatreds or competition can be put aside in order to attack the big enemy. And I think the big enemy in this case is still considered the white male Republican conservative,
Let me ask you, I understand the counter over this stuff,
but eventually the left always comes together because they're communists and they want power.
So this is the same argument my wife made. So she is also, it's probably not a surprise, I tend to be optimistic. She says she's not pessimistic, she's just realistic. There's probably a lot of couples out there where that discussion takes place. So let me ask you this. Let's look ahead six months and 2 weeks, whatever, November 5th. Let's pretend that Rachel Maddow is crying on the air. Let's pretend things go in the way of the good guys and that Trump wins.
Look at Clay, dirty talking 6 months in advance. Rachel Maddow is crying. Trump is winning. Yes. This is amazing. You're getting me excited.
Well, so my question is, then you go back and you look at the data. And right now, if Trump wins, the data would reflect that the reason he's going to win is a fraying of Biden's coalition and increased Trump support for black, Asian, Hispanic, and Jewish voters. That would be the way that this election would happen. Now, some people would change their mind. What?
I think if Trump wins, it's going to be, you'll look at the data and it will be a small percentage shift in the key states of the white vote.
Okay. So your argument would be they'll look at the data and they won't self-analyze. My question is just to what anytime you lose, I think if you are rational, take it outside of politics, anything else, you go back and you look at the tape. If you are good at what you do and you say, okay, we failed. Why did we fail? Let's be clear-eyed and rational about it. Now, I agree there's lots of crazy kooks who are not going to be clear-eyed and rational about it. But if I lose, I want to go back at the data. This is why some people get mad at me now, because the data actually reflects from 2020. Leave aside all the shenanigans, right? Ultimately, Trump didn't lose because there was a huge turnout of black voters in Milwaukee or Philadelphia or Atlanta. Or the black vote was actually not very good for Biden, as it was not very good for Hillary. Trump lost because of white suburban women overwhelmingly. So if you are upset about Trump losing in 2020, go look at the suburban collars around Philadelphia, around Atlanta. The data reflects that those women moved off of Trump. They supported him somewhat in 16. They left him in 20. That's the election, right? I mean, Scottsdale, all that area.
You have to remember, though, there's also the voters who didn't show. I mean, if you look at how many, first of all, unregistered white working class voters there are, again, looking just at swing states, forget about New York, California, Texas, right?
Yeah.
In the states that matter, unregistered white working class voters are, there's millions of them, and or low propensity white working class voters, and a small adjustment of, you know, 3 percentage points in the white working class vote, or 2 or 3 percentage points of the white working class vote among the 6 swing states. Trump sweeps them. Trump wins without any change whatsoever in the minority votes that we're talking about. As we've discussed, the Latino vote is huge, but the Latino vote is in states that don't matter with the exception of Nevada. I mean, it's concentrated in places that aren't going to make a difference. So the only votes ethnicities, the only voting blocks that make a difference are in the key states, the white vote and the black vote. And the black vote is going to go, I think, again, 90% plus for Joe Biden. The question will be turnout, right? So there'll be a turnout concern for them. And then how many white working class voters decide? And when I say working class, it's almost like middle class. It's a very, you know, not super wealthy, like two, you know, suburban, live in a mansion, white working class voters. I think that'll be the difference maker.
Okay. So I think the black vote's going to go more for Trump. And I think that'll have an impact in Georgia and potentially in the Midwest. But let me hit you with this. So in 2016, Democrats lost, and what they lost, again, from the data, is millions of people in the Midwest, millions flipped from voting for Barack Obama in 2012 to Donald Trump in 2016. And they made the argument Trump won because of racism, everything else. My argument would be, and then what did they say? They said racism and they said Russia collusion. They didn't actually address why they lost in 16. It's interesting to me, if you look at 16 and you look at 20, it seems to me both parties have been somewhat irrational in analyzing why they lost and how fine the line is between success and failure. And to what extent in 2024 are either party going to recognize what they have to do to actually win, as opposed to argue, oh, the other side cheated, right? Because Democrats spent all the 4 years saying Trump won and cheated. Now Republicans a lot are spending all this time saying Democrats won, they cheated. The data, when you actually dive into it, is why did people change their minds? To me, that's should be the focus for 24.
Also, when you think of the scale of this, and this is why, I mean, I was asked recently, I was actually at a Passover dinner last night, and I was asked what I think about RFK Jr.'s role in all this will be, and I said, The real answer is nobody knows, because you're talking about so many different sort of levers or pathways in playing out in different states at a future point in time. There's on the decision tree here, there are so many branches that you could look at. And when you're talking about the national presidential vote, I mean, 150 million votes cast, basically.
Ish, yes.
Ish, right? And the difference, if you look at it just where it needed to happen, is less than 100,000 votes?
Yes.
You know, 150 million down to less than 100,000. It would be like if we had two, ancient armies fighting against each other. You know, we had the Persians and the Greeks. You had 60,000 men against 60,000 men, and it comes down to the last 10 guys against the last 10 guys. Like, what's your difference in strategy?
Yeah.
It's very hard to know what a difference in strategy is going to be when you're getting that granular and small in the data versus the overall data set, right? So,
20,000 people is the math, changed their mind in Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, and Trump is elected in 2020. 20,000 voters. That's one hockey or NBA arena of 150 million total voters. That's how fine the line is. And by the way, 2016 was really close too. People don't want to talk about it. You know, you get like 60,000 voters changing their minds then, and Hillary wins.
Hillary very easily could have won that election just on the numbers, again, going a slightly different. I think if Jill Stein isn't on the ballot,
in the race, she would have won.
I think Hillary ends up probably winning that. I mean, I think the data shows that pretty clearly. You know, my fellow firearms owners, I got to tell you about the best kept secret in the firearms industry, Bear Creek Arsenal. Founded by veterans and engineers, they make quality firearms at an affordable price. They're based in Sanford, North Carolina. In fact, I'm going to visit them this Friday to see their facilities and their gun making firsthand. I'm also going to be trying out some of their products. You know, sometimes work is just a lot of fun. I have a couple of Bear Creek Arsenal firearms already. I've got their 9mm pistol called the Grizzly, as well as their AR-15 model semi-automatic rifle. Super high craftsmanship at an incredible price point. Bear Creek Arsenal is able to offer such a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competitors offer because no middleman fees. They're also patriots with over two decades of experience in the firearms industry. They know their stuff. I'm looking forward to meeting the whole team later this week. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code. Get 10% off your first order. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use that promo code, Buck, for 10% off.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I just realized I felt empty for a moment, and I felt like I was losing a little bit of my edge, and I realized I got my Crockett coffee downstairs. I got to go get it in our next commercial break so I can get fired up for hour number two. It'll keep you all fired up. Clay reminded me that yesterday was the anniversary of the Battle of San Jacinto.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Clay, for that historical tidbit. I hope we have a lot of subscribers. We really encourage you to subscribe. Get your coffee delivered every month. CrockettCoffee.com. That's CrockettCoffee.com. So many of you writing in telling us you love the coffee's flavor. And remember, we're also partnered with Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So we're going to be giving a portion of the proceeds to Tunnel to Towers, as well as just sending them a bunch of free coffee and doing events with them in the future. So all to the good. And we've got other products that we're already talking about down the line that will be coming out as well. So it's not just coffee, but coffee is the start of it all. CrockettCoffee.com. Please subscribe.
Please do go subscribe, because I'm not kidding when I say if you start off your day marinating in chaos, as you and I certainly do, and you look at so many things going on, so many different places, I personally, 67%, I was texting Buck with this yesterday, 67% of people now drink coffee every day. If you like coffee, and we do, the only thing better than starting off your morning with coffee is knowing that the company you are supporting 100% aligns with your values. We believe that America is the greatest force for good that has ever been in the history of the world, and we believe American history, while not perfect, is a story of the triumph of good over evil.
And just amazing to know and to learn about. And it's you, as Americans, we need to celebrate and understand our history deeply. So CrockettCoffee.com. Please do subscribe. Clay, let's take some of our callers here. We'll also get some VIP emails from ClayNBuck.com. Please become a VIP. Here we have Kurt in Kentucky wants to talk to us. What's up, Kurt?
Hello, gentlemen. It's a privilege to talk with you. And I am hoping and praying for another repeat of history, because I remember back in 1980, we had a weak president, a Democrat, a weak economy, and we had an ongoing conflict with Iran. And on November 1980, we elected Ronald Reagan, who was outspoken, aggressive, and a challenge. And on the day he was inaugurated as president, those hostages were returned to the United States.
Look, history doesn't repeat, it rhymes. And if Biden loses, I think the Jimmy Carter analogies historically will be impossible to miss. In the context, Buck, of Biden would be an accidental president because of COVID. They would have found a way to use COVID against him in the same way that Ford lost because of Watergate, sort of this historical aberration, and then came into office and was a disaster. I think Biden's been worse than Jimmy Carter. You and I are too young to remember the Jimmy Carter era. Many of our listeners lived through it. But if you look at all the data, there's a lot of historical analogy that connects Biden to Carter.
Let's get Stacy in Houston real quick. Stacy, what have you got for us?
Oh, hello. I was just going to say, on our local news, it was mentioned that both the University of Houston and Rice University are preparing for protests today. And there was also a rabbi that was interviewed who has a synagogue right next to Rice University, who said that this is unconscionable at Passover time. So unfortunately, the red states are not immune from these protests that we're seeing across the country.
I hope. Clay said that maybe at Duke or maybe at some of these places, but the a lot of the SEC schools seem to not have as much of this.
Yeah, I hope that the state of Texas will shut this down in a hurry. I think I mentioned Rice earlier. I hope they don't allow this to fester like they have elsewhere.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.